Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, tonight, Wednesday, the 9th of June, 2010. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we got another exciting broadcast as usual, and, of course, as usual as well, you're going to want to take notes this evening. We have a very, very important topic that's truly, literally, a life or death topic to many of you out there. And will help you in your expenditures, your survival packages, your preparations and tools that you might be gathering. Making a wise investment, a safe investment, rather than getting yourself killed due to lack of knowledge. But first, the contact information. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOTT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com, and the studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a few announcements. You're going to be seeing the, for those of you coming to the fall conference, all the postings showing up this week on the website for you to send in your payments for your meals, tuitions, materials, etc. I've done three broadcasts now on materials and items that you're going to need to bring. Now, that was decided not by me, but by last year's attendees. The bulk, overwhelming majority of the group there wanted to have some kind of prerequisite materials to bring. So I made a list up, and I broadcast that and sent that out. If you are attending the October conference in Arizona, and miss that list somehow, email me directly, and I'll send that to you to get you caught up. Okay, it's the contents for your survival pack and your field pack that you're going to need on all the field exercises out and about. Okay, so that's an important one. And, of course, the announcements on the website, the breakdown, when what is due, etc., over the next few months. Now, also, you'll be seeing real shortly here some new information on the solar generators. I have a expo to do this weekend. After I speak Friday, then I got to haul out to a survival expo. And I was asked to attend and have a booth because the organizers got to see locally one of my solar generators and were really happy with it. So I'll be doing that. So it'll be like Sunday or so when you see a lot of these announcements come up. And then in the following week or so, some new information and pictures and video clips, etc., of the solar generating equipment to show you just how much it can run, simultaneously. I had an interesting test just a week or so ago with a good ally came and helped me out with it, and we did it at night just to give you the full effect, okay? And running the satellite receivers and very large LCD screens. Now, this would be in case you were using emergency broadcasting and or any of those news channels, et cetera, the Weather Channel, for updates depending on a predicament in your area. Also, large wattages of lights, extension cords running to the refrigerators, extension cords running to the freezers, all this multiples of equipment all simultaneously. So it's a really nice little film at the nighttime as well, so that you can see just how dramatic it is, and we were just barely hitting on what it's capable of doing. It could handle a lot more load. So that will be forthcoming here not very long from now. Now, also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're on a big drive right now to expand the hour of the time. Our listener base, our different broadcast frequencies and times, etc., to reach into some different markets or markets that we used to be in and chose to step out of. And now there's been a lot of invitations to re-enter them. Now, we have a wonderful opportunity on a very strong, incredibly strong, in fact, shortwave frequency and time slot, a prime time slot in the evening across the country. But we need your support to do that. So remember, we're on that drive. We are 100% listener supported. And that includes these big endeavors too. Now, of course, once we're into that, then we have a different base, different audiences, times, areas, etc., also to help out in these endeavors. So you need to remember that. Go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. And some of the great ways to help support us is donate for research materials. Now, those are available in the forms of individual MP3 broadcasts, special MP3 series, PDFs, package deals, and DVD presentations. Some noteworthy DVD presentations that are brand new out there right now are, of course, the Aquarius film that many of you are already familiar with from the website. Also, Michael Cremo's Extreme Human Antiquity. He was our guest speaker at the fall conference last year in Arizona. It's a 3-DVD set. Also, I think of utmost importance to all of you out there would be the First Aid DVD, the Emergency First Aid DVD. 22 classes taught exactly by myself, exactly how we taught them to all the troops below us before going into combat, mobilizing, etc. These are the standards. Everything from how to figure out what's wrong to how to treat it. Okay? 22 different courses, chaptered and indexed, so after you watch it several times in order, in its entirety, and in order is important too, but then you can go back and maybe you were missing something here, missing something there, you can go back just with the click of a remote and go back through the specific chapters that you may want to refresh yourself on. This is a great way for you and maybe a group of allies, your local militias, church groups, co-workers, what have you, to learn a lot of these skills that are applicable every day, not just in disasters. But disasters happen all the time. And we're going to see a lot more people affected by less major incidences as time goes on. The knowledge and skill level of population in general out there is decreasing daily. So-called infrastructure and social services that people were used to using as a crutch are being cut all the time. Overextended, overworked, underbudgeted, whatever jingles and terms you want to use. But it's good because it's going to finally, hopefully, weed out a lot of the deadbeats and make a lot of people stand on their own two feet as they should in a free constitutional society, a republic. You know, this all goes hand in hand, ladies and gentlemen, with the solution-oriented programming of Hour of the Time. Now, we also have this evening a special research offer for those of you listening new and live tonight only, the 9th of June, 2010, Wednesday. I'm going to send you color pictures, if you email me directly, color pictures with the descriptions and everything for all the material used in tonight's broadcast. It'll be very helpful for you and your emergency planning, your preparedness planning. Okay? Tonight's topic is gas mask and all the numerous scams that are out there that are deadly, truly deadly scams out there on the marketplace. Delinquent goods, articles that weren't good for manufacture. And of course, they're a very appealing cheap price. But I guess if you don't relish breathing very long or don't appreciate your breathing ability, then go ahead, buy the cheap crap from some so-called Patriot Network, and you will find out one day, unfortunately, what saving money got you. So we'll show you not only tonight, not show you, but describe to you the particular models, years of manufacture, lot numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that are outright deadly out there being scammed on people all over the place as brand new effective protection against NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical, but also giving you some good solutions and a source to go to get good quality gear. And in fact, there's even a community and home and self-preparedness kits right now on sale right now. Very nice gear that fire departments and paramedics and police and military units pay hundreds of dollars for. Brand new, a very good reputable company. You can get filters, you can get suits, you can get the chemical gloves and boots, decon apparatuses, detection equipment, on and on and on. So you really need to take notes tonight, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of numbers and dates and models will be thrown around tonight, and you're having the fortune of taking and getting this information, because this was taught at the conferences. It was not really intended to be done on a broadcast, and although yours will be in brevity and will not be as thorough and with all the graphics of a conference, etc., and the interaction and even live displays and drawings, but it'll be the next best thing that we can do considering the broadcast medium. So after this break, be prepared to take notes tonight on gas mask and personal protective equipment.
We'll be right back.
right, ladies and gentlemen, again, your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the hour of the time. Now, again, tonight's offer is a spreadsheet, if you will, on a Word document of the various models, color photographs, etc., of the content of tonight's broadcast, and that is defective gas masks out there on the market and also good, safe alternatives, where to get them, etc. Email me directly, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com to receive tonight and tonight only, Wednesday the 9th of June, 2010, that material. Just reference gas mask spreadsheet. That'll help me. Gas mask spreadsheet. Now, a lot of you, either through surplus stores, swap meets, yard sales, so-called Patriot Radio Networks, and other venues, have purchased nuclear, biological, and chemical protection gear, typically starting and stopping, unfortunately, with just the mask. But unfortunately also, many of you have been burned, incredibly burned out there on your purchases. Now, again, this comes from, comes from material from the Hour of the Time conferences, not only in the fall last year, but just recently in Pennsylvania in April. Now, many of the surplus masks available out there in filters are in nearly unlimited quantities at incredibly low prices, and there's a reason. It's because they're either obsolete, recalled, or replaced due to design flaws or defective components. Okay? Before you purchase this stuff or intend on using it, you need to do your homework. And that's what we're here to help you with, okay? Now, we'll start with an easy one first off. Not so much a mask, but an escape hood. Now, what this goes by is EVAC-U8 hood, okay? EVAC-U8, and then hood. EVAC, then dash, the letter U, uniform, and then the number 8, evacuate, hood. Now, these are good to have when you're in an office environment, small children, you run a workplace safety program and just need a large quantity of protection for workers or church members, whatever, just to get out of like a smoke or fire area without succumbing to the smoke inhalation. Okay, that way you can get through the situation safely and get out to care or what have you, or get out of the damn burning building, whatever the case is. But these were advertised by many unscrupulous vendors as protection against NBC agents. Now, I'm going to use that throughout the show, NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical. Okay? Now, some 27,400 have been recalled as well. These were never intended to be NBC agents, okay? Protection. They are simply smoke inhalation hoods to help you avoid smoke inhalation and get out of a burning building or even a dust-filled building. An explosion occurs. There's large dust clouds. They've had it also happen in grain processing plants when a silo breaks. Okay, and the flowers and all that. And people have to evacuate. Okay, Brooksdale International Systems. They're out of Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia, Canada. They voluntarily recalled 27,400 of these emergency escape hoods. Okay, and they were purchased for use against tear gas and chemical warfare agents. This hood is in reality a one-time emergency use personal safety device that only provides quick temporary protection from smoke in the event of a fire. Now, in many cases, consumers purchase these smoke hoods for protection from tear gas and chemical warfare agents and biologicals. Okay? Only be used for protection of smoke caused by fires. Okay? This company had the wherewithal and the good judgment to recall these based on who was advertising them illegally for what they could be used for and people purchasing them. Well, they knew what production numbers and dates that these were ran in. So they have, it's a really good gesture because it's not their fault that some distributor lied in the literature and sold them to people, but they took the responsibility. Nobody, luckily, has been injured trying to use these against a biological or chemical agent, so far as known. But they voluntarily are paying all these people back for this unscrupulous distributor. Okay? It's a bright green plastic cylinder with a clear reddish top, translucent red top, if you want. It's about 5 inches tall. Evacuate, emergency escape smoke hood. That is printed right on the cylinder. Okay? That is, also has a serial number and expiration date. The recalled hoods, because they're still out there in the system, ladies and gentlemen, have a serial number range of A as in alpha, 97,921. So alpha 97921 or higher. And they have an expiration date of May 1st, 2002 or later. Okay? Now these were sold predominantly from May of 97 through April of 02 for about 70 bucks by catalogs, travel stores, web-based and internet-based, broadcast-based companies. Okay? If you simply return the product to them, they will give you your money back. Okay? They'd also like to know of any injuries sustained due to these being sold unscrupulously and for the wrong means, okay? So that's an easy one. That's an escape hood. Now, those are a good venue, though. If I was in a office complex environment, I was a safety officer, that's something I would have for all the employees. It's a good cost-effective means of protection so they can get out of an office environment in a fire safely without the intense investment and training involved in full-blown respirators and masks where they be filtered or forced air. Okay? I would do this. Okay? It's a good alternative. They've been used a lot for children to have in their rooms. Things like this in case there's a home fire. Now, we're going to go into some of the very popular models of mask now and filters that are out there. Now, if you own or intend to purchase one of these masks, right now I'm letting you know, you will have no protection against any form of attack. They offer no protection against nuclear, biological, or chemical. Many of them don't offer protection against even tear gas. And many of the old, even sealed, theoretically brand new filters, at least new to you or new to the market, have become toxic. So, the first one to be leery of course, is the Russian gas mask, okay? Now, as it's been put, unless you're assembling your Halloween costume, avoid this ineffective mask, the Russian gas mask or the aardvark mask. It makes you kind of look like an aardvark, okay? The Russian M41 aardvark protective mask. 100% obsolete and ineffective, okay? A complete waste of money, okay? As it was put by a firm that studied these Russian masks are a triumph in the world of completely useless gas masks, possibly the worst mask still being sold by unscrupulous surplus stores and internet vendors. Usage. Over 20 to 30 years old, could be used as a Halloween costume or conversation piece, but it will provide 0% protection. Okay? It does not provide anything, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Russian M41 aardvark protective mask. It has a filter canister on the front that would be kind of an extension of your chin and mouth area, making you real little round eye lenses. Those are things to look for. And a lightish gray, tannish type rubber head and face piece, okay? Ineffective. So write that down. Now, a few others now. I want to go into that are very popular out there. The Canadian M69, C3, and C4 series mask. The entire Canadian military has removed the C3 from service, replaced it with a completely different model, and the C4 is also completely defective. That is the Canadian M69, C3, and C4 protective mask. Now you have a few problems here. The C3 had 60 millimeter threads for the filter port. It doesn't accept any NATO or civilian standardized thread. NATO and civilian threads on the canisters are all synonymous. 3M is a wonderful manufacturer of, and Draeger, for instance, are wonderful manufacturers of filters. And NATO all have the same filter size. So when you buy a filter to protect you against a Nervine or chlorine or a phosgene gas, what have you, or maybe just a tear gas canister because they are a lot cheaper and they're good for training and general protection. It didn't matter whether you bought a 3M or a NATO or a, as in surplus, but new surplus from NATO, or a Draeger, it would screw into the mask. These had 60 millimeter threads, an old outdated design, okay? That's the C3. And the C4, now not just because of that, the outright, the material is defective as well. Around 30,000 of these are in circulation. They're commonly found for sale on eBay and unscrupulous surplus dealers and via radio networks and so-called survivalists. The good old Patriot, spelled P-A-Y, Patriot, that's going to help you out. Kind of like Solutions for Science and their solar generators and seed banks. Now, here's the thing. The Canadian government took these all out of circulation and dumped them on the surplus market, and of course, people bought them right up, threw away all the data and warning stuff, and put them out for sale anyway. Okay? The biggest problem, or the most common, is the wrong adhesive was used to assemble the voicimeters and valves. So what happens is the adhesive dries out and the mask literally fall apart. Okay? They generally have a green rubbery face, face piece, round eye lenses. Okay? There have been none legally released by the Canadian military. There have been none released of the C3 or C4 that weren't defective. So if you see one out there, okay, that is advertised as brand new C3 or C4 M69 Canadian gas mask, perfect condition, protects you, you 99.9% have to assume they're lying, because there are only a handful of C4 masks that have are out there that have ever made it out there, and only via troops in the Canadian military snagging one when they discharge and then selling it at some pawn shop. So they're basically impossible to find. These things literally fall apart with use, or fall apart in the package even. Okay? The filter size, the threads, not compatible with filters available. Okay? These are all things to be leery of. About 30,000 of them, again, out there on the marketplace. Now, a lot of people, I do not know what the deal is with this. I just laugh when I hear it. But a lot of people immediately run to the, oh, I got an Israeli protection mask. I got an Israeli civil defense mask to protect me. I got an Israeli military mask to protect me. Do you honestly think that the military of Israel is going to, even though they're mostly funded by us, they don't have to generate their money, but do you still think they're just going to dispense of perfectly good equipment on the marketplace around the world just to be nice? Well, they don't, okay? They're the single most widest used model in around the world, and they're effective if certain criteria are met. It must be within its 20-year lifespan, which almost none are. It has to have all the valves and seals thoroughly inspected, and you have to use it with brand new current production filters. Okay? The only mask that I know of and that firms are able to locate that deal in this nonstop, that deal in respirators, chemical protection, etc., full-time, are a few lots of 2003 Israeli-made mask, made in 2003. They occasionally show up, brand new ones from that year. Those are the only ones you should trust. The huge supply of Israeli gas masks that were sold all over. They oftentimes in a cardboardish type box, you know, with the black thin plastic strap handle. They look like a little cardboard lunch pail almost. Those and their filters are out of date, expired, and outright dangerous. So again, this heck of a deal you think you're seeing somewhere is probably not a heck of a deal. These will get you killed. If you have a mask and have trained with it properly and have become accustomed to it and you fit it to yourself and you think it's going to protect you and you run in to help someone that's hurt, the would-be rescuer is now going to be dead. That's you, as well along with all the other victims. Okay? Or if you're going to operate in an environment thinking that you're protected, again, you're going to end up dead. And like I say, there's a few 2003 made year Israeli masks that have made it out into the marketplace, except for those, and only if they're from a reputable source who's inspected the seals and valves, and the current production filters are the only safe ones, don't buy it. Okay, you're getting jammed, and you could end up dead. Okay? So, we now have gone over the Canadian M69, C3, and C4 models, the Israeli military M15, the civilian adult and civilian child mask, all from Israel there, the evacuate hood, the Russian M41 aardvark mask, and right after this musical break, we're going to go into some other models and filters that are being purported out there as useful and are outright dangerous. ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time, tonight, Wednesday, the 9th of June, 2010. And we're covering this evening the numerous scams involving nuclear, biological, and chemical protection equipment, namely masks and filters that are out there from many unscrupulous vendors on broadcasting, so-called Patriot Broadcasting or Patriot Warehouses, and survival sites, surplus sites, eBay, etc. These will get you killed. Okay, I hope you're taking intense notes, and tonight only as well, if you'll email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, I will send you a Word document with this descriptions that I've used tonight, as well as color photographs of the items in question. And this way you can have something to look at and study. Now, I first got this information from Homeland Security News, and always subscribe to as much as you can possibly digest in reading materials from all different sources, okay? I get a ton of my information from agencies and sources that I absolutely can't stand. But they're so blatant oftentimes and obtrusive, they don't mind telling you they're bad deals. In this case, this was a good thing. I found it the year before, in fact, in 08, and we covered all this in last year's conferences and this year's spring conference. After this broadcast, this will be it. I'm not going to keep redoing it. And some of you in the fall conference in Arizona got to see and touch some of the defective masks and filters and play with them and whatnot and put them on and take pictures, and that's about the only use of them. Now, the next model, Russian and German, M10M protective mask, often just called the M10. M as in Mike, -10. Russian and German. It is 100% ineffective and obsolete. 100%. This type of mask, in fact, should never be used for protecting against any NBC warfare agents. It was, in fact, designed only for protection against tear gas. And more than likely, it won't even provide this protection because of the age of them, the deterioration of the rubber around the eyepieces and the voicemeters, and the outdated and ineffective filters. The Russian-German M10 gas mask. It'll often be assimilated and compared to just prior U.S. issue mask, just like what the U.S. used to use, and just like used in Desert Storm and things like that. In looks only, okay, mind you. Again, Russian and German, both M10M protective mask, often just sold as Russian or German M10 protective mask. 100% useless and a piss poor design to begin with. It has two eyepieces, more egg-shaped, not round, tannish, grayish, and green and black, all four rubber face piece and straps styles have been out in circulation. Okay? Email me, you'll have a color picture of what to look for. Now another one is the Russian SMS snorkel protective mask. Okay? This is another one. A complete waste of money. Absolutely. Completely useless mask. Being sold by unscrupulous surplus stores and internet vendors all over. 20 to 30 years old. Halloween costume. Conversation piece. That's about the only use for it. Now this one looks kind of like the Russian M41 Aardvark mask. It's got the round eye pieces. The same pale rubber face piece and head piece, but it, in place of a canister, has a tube, like a vacuum cleaner hose, in fact, going to an external canister. There, not mounted on the mask. These are a joke. And one thing I want all of you to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you have one of these, just take the hit on it. Don't try to recoup your money by washing it up pretty with the washcloth or alcohol wipes, and putting it out at a yard sale or selling it on eBay to somebody else. Don't do that, okay? Just accept the fact that you got burned, you didn't know better, learn from it, and move on, but don't hurt somebody else with it. If you're going to get rid of it, cut a big old gash through it, rip it in half, whatever, before you get rid of it so it's completely obvious that no one else is going to want to use it. That's only the only fair and equitable thing to do, okay? Now, another one that you'll see out there with the oblongish style eyepieces, the darkish green and black rubber face piece and straps, is the M9 or M9A1. That's M9 or M9 Alpha 1 protective mask. Okay? It has a screw-on filter, again, a canister style filter. Problems: 100% ineffective. Tear gas only was all they were ever meant for, never for NBC. Most of them are made in the 50s. It uses a 60mm thread filter, which is hard to, almost impossible to find, a modern or effective filter that uses that thread size. So you can see all the problems with these. Basically, they're all 50 years old. The rubber's cracking, wearing, adhesives are breaking down, filters are no good, and they're a size that can't be hardly found at all in something new that does work. So even if your mask did pass tests of seals and voicimeters and valves and wasn't cracking and the adhesives were all good, you're still probably not going to find a filter. And it was only designed, mind you, for tear gas use. Okay? Many of your phosgenes, nervines, chemicals, biologicals are in a medium, or they are a medium themselves, that are corrosive to begin with. And you can't have a rubber that's 40 or 50 years old develop before this corrosive was even known, because it's not going to protect against it. Okay? Now, filters. A lot of people out there think they got a mask, or they're not going to listen to me, whatever, and they're going to go out there and have this stock of filters. They're going to buy them anyway or whatever. Okay, now there's various model numbers, but from Germany, there's a very popular canister filter, the dark brown OD green color. Okay, it is a HEPA filter only. Okay, now prior to expiration, it would have been effective against the small particles, a particle size of P100. It's a rating system. That is all, okay? Some examples of that would be unmodified simple anthrax and other non-micronized biological agents. Very crude, in other words, agents. Tear gas. It is ineffective against all chemical warfare agents. And to top it off, almost all of them are expired to begin with. They are HEPA and HEPA only. Okay? German manufactured for riot and tear gas protection. They were manufactured prior to 1980. There was none since. And all lots are expired. Plain and simple. Don't think you got a good one that looks good. Don't tear it apart and replace something. You're just going to get yourself hurt. I'm glad I'm getting these questions from people who've been at the conference and are now passing their information on to others. Okay. Now, another one that looks similar but has the large useless filter size or thread size is the American M9. Guess what? A ton of these are from the 40s and most from the 50s. They are that outdated, okay? In fact, they were only issued prior to the 50s, and the filters were only made a slight amount in the 50s to keep up with stock that was already issued, as in mask, okay? 100% expired. 0% protection against anything. Use of it is completely discouraged because it's probably toxic on its own merits. And the filter, the thread size, again, not compatible with almost anything in the world that's modern, new, or works. That is the American M9. Bad news, okay? Avoid it. Avoid it like the plague. And like I say, if you have any of these, just bite the bullet. Thank yourself for listening this evening and getting this information from us, solution-oriented programming at Hour of the Time, and finding out now before it's too late so you have a chance to throw it away so we're not taking it off your dead body. Feel lucky, ladies and gentlemen. Now, another one. The American C2. You need to check the expiration date. Also, the American C2A1. Okay, so that's the American-made C2, Charlie 2. Check the expiration dates. And Charlie 2 Alpha 1, C2A1. These are expired if they're more than 10 years old. They are considered highly dangerous if they're older than 10 years old because they have chromium toxicity. It is emitted from the decomposing filter media. Okay? Now, if you have one of these filters and you want to know, they usually come in a cardboardish style can with a shiny thin metal, like a Pringles can, that type of structure, but short and squatty for the filter. You could take the lid off and open it, and it'll have markings on the outside, also on the filter. If you have these and you want to see if yours are outdated, okay, maybe you're going to try to pinch every last penny, ignore me, fine, I'm going to give you some expiration dates and lot numbers. On the can, you're going to see a serial number. For instance, RFT920000CF24054, whatever it is, okay? That's just a made-up number. Okay, the first two digits are the year of manufacture. So in this example, I told you RFT92, blah, blah, blah. So this would have been made in 1992. Hence, it's 18 years old. Hence, it's got chromium toxicity and offers no protection. So not only does it offer no protection, it is outright toxic. Okay? These are 100% military surplus filters. There are no new ones being made that all look alike. These are surplus. They continued the use of the C2 filters in favor of the C2A1. But guess what? The C2A1, Charlie 2 Alpha 1, provides no protection against any ammonia-based agents, and there's a lot of them. Okay? So, either way, you basically have a useless or outright toxic filter that is going to kill you. Just playing with it even. Okay? You should recommend, or it is recommended, that you upgrade your filter. If you've got a mask that uses these, that does cut the mustard, is modern, it's one of those rare examples that made it through the system, and you can certify and authenticate that, mind you, then you need to upgrade to an M95 filter or an MSA. It's a manufacturer, MSA, or an M95 filter. Okay? Now, both of those protect against all NBC agents and are 100% current issue, and they're used in federal agencies, military units, lend-lease programs, etc. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you can see why all this information, all these numbers, all these models are so important that you take notes. Okay? So after this musical break, my voice is getting scratchy. It's been a long day. I'm going to get me some of that tea and then go real quick. Passing overview again of model numbers, dates, and manufacturing numbers so you can check your notes before the broadcast is complete this evening. ladies and gentlemen. Again, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time. Tonight, Wednesday, the 9th of June, 2010, with a broadcast on gas mask and nuclear, biological, and chemical, or NBC, protection. Tonight, focusing on the bad deals out there, the poisonous deals, the dangerous deals out there in the marketplace being sold by all sorts of unscrupulous people. The mask model numbers, the filter model numbers, and the problems associated with them. Now, gas mask purchases really are a decision each person out there and you and your family have to make. Okay, you need to educate yourself, and that's why we're doing this broadcast. Okay, this isn't infotainment around here at the Hour of the Time. This is solution-oriented programming. Because making a mistake in something like a gas mask could cost you your life. So consider all the information we've conveyed to you. And email me tonight and tonight only at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And I'll send you a Word document with color photos and the descriptive notes of exactly what I use tonight on the broadcast that I'm reading from, kind of halfway reading from. I'll glance at it occasionally, but so you'll have more details even. Now, here's some things to consider, though, that a gas mask could only protect you if you're wearing it at the exact moment that a bioterrorism type incident occurs, okay? But probably a release of a biological agent is going to be done covertly in the first place. So you're not even going to know it immediately. So you'd have to know ahead of time. That's why there's an immense amount of detective equipment or detection equipment available, knowledge and training courses available. Okay? Wearing a gas mask all the time just in case is impractical, if not impossible. Okay? They need to be fitted to you. You need to know the proper size to buy. You have to know and be trained in how to use them. Now, people in the field of the military or certain police units and emergency responders and paramedics and fire departments, etc., chemical cleanup, are trained in this. I have personally taken the training not only in the military but in the civilian world. As for incident commander, hazardous waste operations, communications officers, ingress and egress, these are all courses that you can take at universities if you like. I chose to do it, and I'm glad I did. Okay? Now, to give you an idea, one surplus chain, upon being pushed, had a statement that they released that they've been selling gas masks as a novelty item since 1948. We've never been able to warrant their effectiveness, and we cannot do so at this time. We do not know what each type of gas mask we might sell or might not sell will be effective against or not effective against, and we don't know the age of the gas mask. That was a release that they did. So in other words, no guarantees. Okay? Accidental suffocations occurred by mask worn incorrectly. This happened to Israeli civilians during the Persian Gulf War. So if you're interested in this training, I've given you the names of the courses. Go look them up. Look in the fields of OSHA, okay? Those people. Know what you're getting, okay? Now, a quick recap here. And again, I got all this from Homeland Security News, National Terror Alert. And it's real bona fide info I was able to cross-verify with dealers in the industry that deal in real safe equipment. And I myself knew where to go having dealt with this. The Russian gas mask, the Russian M41 aardvark protective mask, round eyepieces, pellish rubber, face piece and headpiece, canister on the nose. Ineffective, no protection whatsoever. The evacuate hoods of those model numbers that I told you in years, and you'll get your money back on those because they're only good for smoke, to get out of a burning building, for instance. The Canadian M69, whether it's the C3 or the C4 model. Ineffective, outdated, bad threads. The Israeli military M15, the Israeli civilian adult, and the Israeli civilian child mask. Only effective within expiration, which is hardly any of them. 20-year lifespan, almost none of them are within that 20 years. Okay? the Russian and German both, M10, Mike 10 protective mask. Often sold as just Russian or just German M10 protective mask. They were never meant for any NBC warfare agents at all from the get-go. They're a poor copy of an obsolete American mask. They were only meant for tear gas. All are more than 20-year expired. They're falling apart. They have seams that crack and break. They're useless. They can't stand up to the chemicals nowadays. The Russian SMS snorkel protective mask. Another one to beware of. 100% obsolete. The M9 or M9A1 protective mask. Not used since the 60s. They provide no protection. Ineffective, obsolete, the oddball 60mm thread size on the filters. Now on filters, the West German filter, all are expired, HEPA only, which means very simple unmodified anthrax, non-micronized agents and tear gas, and that's it. Ineffective against all chemical agents. HEPA filtration only, like a damn vacuum cleaner. Nothing fancy. The American M9, almost all of them made in the 40s, hardly any in the 50s, that's how old they are. 0% protection, and some of them are toxic. And then the American C2 and C2A1. Obsolete, you need to upgrade them if you think you've got a mask that uses those.